listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, let's talk about the conviction of sin. I'm going to read to you from 2 Kings chapter 22, verse 11, where we read, "Now it happened when the king heard the words of the book of the law that he tore his clothes. Young King Josiah came to the throne when the leaders and people of Judah were spiritually compromised and corrupt. As he took interest in God's temple, they found the book of the law, what we would call many of the books of the Old Testament. He found that in the temple. And when they read God's words to the king, it did a spiritual work in King Josiah. It wasn't merely the transmission of information. The hearing of God's word impacted Josiah with spiritual power. And when Josiah heard it, he tore his clothes." This was a traditional expression of horror and astonishment. In the strongest possible way, Josiah showed his grief on his own account and on account of the nation. This was an expression of deep conviction of sin. It was a good thing. Revival and spiritual awakening are often marked by such expressions of the conviction of sin. Dr. J. Edwin Orr, in the book The Second Evangelical Awakening in Britain, recounted some examples from the great movement of God that impacted Britain and the world in 1859 through 1861. For example, in the town of Coleraine, Northern Ireland, a schoolboy was under so much conviction of sin that he couldn't continue on in class. From the ministry of another boy in the class, he found peace and he returned to the classroom immediately to tell the teacher. He said, "I'm so happy I have the Lord Jesus in my heart." His testimony had such a striking effect on the class that the teacher peeked out the window and she saw boys kneeling in prayer all around the schoolyard. The teacher was so convicted that she asked the first converted boy to minister to her. Finally, the whole school was in such a state that pastors from all around the community came and ministered to the students, to the teachers, and to the parents, and people received ministry at that school until 11 o'clock that night. Orr describes another instance where a high-ranking army officer described the conviction of sin in his own Scottish town. This is what he said: "Those of you who are at ease have little idea of how terrifying a sight it is when the Holy Spirit is pleased to open a man's eyes to the real state of his heart. Men who were thought to be, and who thought themselves to be, good religious people have been led to search into the foundation upon which they were resting, and they found it all rotten, that they were self-satisfied, resting on their own goodness and not upon Christ. Many turned from open sin to lives of holiness, some weeping for joy at sins forgiven." This conviction of sin is the special work of the Holy Spirit. Even as Jesus said in John chapter 16, verse 8, "And when he has come, he will convict the world of sin." Now, the conviction of sin never feels good, but it leads to something good. That is the forgiveness of sin and getting the life right with Jesus Christ. Friend, don't despise the conviction of sin and let it do its proper work in your life, even today.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.